This is an Equity Bates Media podcast.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
This podcast is intended for education and entertainment purposes. Any advice is general advice only and has not taken into account your personal financial circumstances, needs, or objectives. Before acting on general advice, you should consider if it is relevant to your needs and read the relevant product disclosure statement. And if you're unsure, please speak to a financial professional. The hosts of this podcast and their guests may have positions in the companies mentioned. Equity Mates Media operates under an Australian Financial Services Licence 540697.
Shut up and take my money.
That is an old time low.
And the old bear is back.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
Telling me, dream. Dream. Dream.
Hello and welcome. This is Buy or Sell, coming to you from the No Holds Bar here at Equity Mates HQ. I am your host, Adam Kiley, regarded by many as one of the simplest minds in finance. Luckily for us, though, I'm joined by an expert to educate me and hopefully you on how they're thinking about stocks and the stocks they're thinking about. It's rapid fire, though. Buy or sell. We're going to rip through as many stocks as we can in the time that we have. And don't forget, you can keep an eye on each stock on the buy or sell tracker, very fancy tracker, on the Equity Mates website. And today, I'm very pleased to be joined once again, welcoming back to the No Holds Bar, Adam Dawes. Welcome, Adam.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Fantastic to have you. Senior investment advisor and all-round good guy at Shaw & Partners.
I'll take that. I'll take it anytime.
Now, we do like to offer our guests, we're very hospitable here in the No Holds Bar, we do like to offer our guests a drink, Adam. I think last time you went with a tequila old fashioned.
Yeah.
Before you order, I'll let you know that the signature cocktail this week, in honour of stocks doing well again, is the Essence Pina Colada. What can I get for you today?
Don't mind a good old pina colada. I'm going to go something a little bit different. I'm going to go a Midori Splice. Just for all the ladies out there.
Oh, lovely. That Midori takes me back to drinking my parents' alcohol when I was 17.
All takes us back, definitely.
We've got a bit of a mixed show today, Adam. We're going to look at, I think, five of your stocks that you had that you picked last time you were on the show. We're going to pick out some highlights. We're going to ignore all the ones that didn't do well.
No, don't do that.
We're going to pick out some highlights, as well as get some fresh, hot new takes from you,
yeah.
Which I'm very much looking forward to. But overall, after you were last on the show, you're up 22%. According to the Equity Mates track. Are you happy with 22%?
I'll take it. Absolutely.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
All right, let's get stuck straight in. And first of all, we're looking at Amaero International, ASX 3DA. You called it a buy at 23 cents.
And what price is it today?
Currently trading at 42 cents. We're up 82.61%. Now, I was reading the Australian Manufacturing Forum the other day.
Well done.
As
well
I do. I saw they've cut ties with Australia to focus on the US.
Mm.
Doesn't get much more un-Australian than that.
Yeah.
But at 82% profit, I'm happy to turn my back on Australia as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're going to start the show with a little bit of a speculative one. Potentially we can finish the show with some speculative ones as well.
Excellent.
So 3DA, it's a great business, but the reason why they got rid of the Australian manufacturing and they were looking at the Middle East as well, but yeah, they've decided to go with the United States, is that the United States is looking for a critical minerals list. Now, that critical minerals list is basically the way where America can actually then source ingredients from local companies or right, companies that are within America or that have very good ties. So, in other words, not China.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so basically getting
I love the myriad ways we can come up with saying not China.
Not China, yeah, exactly. Yep. Or China. But anyway, so 3DA is going to they're going to be producing or manufacturing special parts that go into very large defence businesses or right, rockets or, yep, those kinds of things. So it's a 3D printing business.
Okay.
And it's a business that has some fantastic long-term growth opportunities.
Right.
So we're expecting that to continue, hoping that it does get over 50 cents and even higher. Okay. We are expecting the new management that's come in, Hank, he's very, very good at what he's done, and he's taken this business from a 10-cent, 5-cent stock now, yeah, to a 40-cent stock, and then we'll continue to rally that up and continue to grow. So 3DA, I'm still going to stick with a buy.
Still a buy even now?
Absolutely.
Okay.
There's still some more headroom to go on that one. We're really comfortable with it. And in those small cap stocks, you need to know management. We know Hank very, very well, and we understand his business and what he's doing. And I think that is the key to success in the small cap land,
yeah,
is understanding, one, the sector, but then two, management.
Yep.
So I'll stick with a buy on 3DA.
I think I'm going to buy.
It's a buy for Amaro. All right. Next up, we're looking at Sandfire Resources, ASX SFR. You called it a buy at $5.78 last time.
Yeah.
$8.97, up 55% if you don't mind. Sandfire Resources been literally on fire.
On fire.
When I say literally, of course, I mean figuratively.
Yes. Yep, correct.
Still a buy?
Yeah, look, this one I'm going to, I know it's a buy or sell section, but we're going to say hold.
Ooh, boo.
Or if I can say switch.
Switch, okay.
Okay, I like Sandfire, has run its course, yep, and the whole reason why we like Sandfire is copper.
Yep.
Copper is one of those metals that has been underinvested in the last 5 years. There's no new mines coming on, and we need tons and tons and tons for the energy transition that is about to happen within our world. Well, it's right, already happening, but it needs a lot more, and copper is one of those metals that is, one, it's a focus on growth,
yeah,
as well as two, that we need it for that energy transition, because it is a metal that it conducts electricity at lower temperatures. So it's very much needed in solar farms, wind farms, batteries, everything else in the world. So Sandfire's had a really good run, started to plateau a little bit out here. And what I'm going to say is a switch into Wire, WIRE, and this is the bonus one.
Oh, okay.
It's a ETF,
yeah,
and it concentrates on copper producers globally.
Right.
Okay, so it's got BHP in it, it's got Antofagasta in it, it's got many of the major copper producers in there.
Right.
And this is one way you can diversify your portfolio, as de-risk your portfolio from one stock to many stocks. The stock code is WIRE, Wire, and it's an ETF on the Australian Stock Exchange.
Brilliant. Wire is a buy.
There Excellent. You go.
I think I'm going to buy it.
Next up, we're looking at Goodman Group, ASX, GM.
You really are picking all the good ones, aren't you?
GMG, you called it a buy at $21.11, up $32.32 at the moment, 53%. Yep. Goodman Group, Better Call Saul, obviously.
That's right, yeah.
Because it's on fire again.
It's on fire again. Okay, so why has this one run? This is a boring industrial REIT. Is a real estate investment in trust, and it's basically a very boring stock. But why the market has got so excited about this is that they're turning a lot of their industrial parks. You would have seen them as you drive past. It's like a good green Goodman Group sign on the side, and it doesn't look like much from the outside, but if you drive in, there's just this massive expansion of industrial areas. What they're doing is they're converting a lot of those industrial parks to data centres.
Yeah, right.
And those data centres are very much needed by Amazon, Google, all of the large companies where we need to store all of our data. So you're going to press me on this one as to a buy, hold or sell?
Yeah, absolutely.
The reason why Goodman Group is run is because obviously in the data centres, but it has been put into a couple of Asian mandates
okay,
for property trusts, and that is what's led for it to move higher. I really like this business.
Right, so it's on like a preferred suppliers list? Yeah. Is that kind of how we
yeah,
think about
so
it?
Yeah, so mandates is for fund managers that need to get access to property trust right. across Asia.
Yep.
And Goodman Group has been put into one of those larger like approved lists yep. that fundies can buy, and that's why it's really started to rally. And it's a fantastic business, and you yeah. wouldn't want to sell it any day because I think it's got continuing to go further.
Yep.
But for a trader, I would be selling it,
right.
okay, because I think it's had a really good run. And can it keep this $30 plus ticker? Maybe it can.
Yeah.
But for long-term buy and holds, I would be continuing to keep holding it, and I wouldn't put fresh money into it here.
Right.
So it's not a buy.
Because computers historically have gotten smaller. So
yeah.
in theory, maybe we need less place to keep them.
Well, where does all the data go for this podcast?
Yeah,
where does
yeah.
all the data go for your emails? How many videos are uploaded to YouTube on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah.
All that data's got to go somewhere.
Yeah.
And it can't be just stored on your computer or my computer.
Yeah.
Has to be stored on servers, and that's where the growth is happening through those servers.
Yeah. No, we'd hate to lose all those DIY fail videos. I don't know what we'd do.
Or cat videos. One or the other.
All right. So Goodman Group is a...
So no fresh money.
No fresh money.
Traders would sell. You'd take 50%.
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Take it. For a long-term buy and hold strategy, it's a major part of any one of my portfolios for my clients.
Yep.
And I'm going to continue to hold it. But no fresh new money here.
Please hold.
Next up, we're looking at BHP Group, ASX BHP, unsurprisingly. You called it a buy at $43.36, $43.90 currently, up 1.25%.
Just horrible return, isn't it?
You haven't lost any money.
Just yet. They're coming.
It's not nothing.
Yeah.
It's close to nothing, but it's not nothing. Starting off a pretty large base though, right, with BHP. So
Very much so. It's 11% of our index.
Right.
So whatever happens with BHP basically mirrors our index. Or if BHP is having a down day, our index definitely drags. If BHP is having a good day, our index will move higher.
Yeah.
So I think it's a portfolio staple. I think you need to have it in there. One of the things that it does have is about 60% of its revenue comes from iron ore. And so we've got to be a little bit careful with iron ore. It has been flirting around the $100 level.
Yeah.
Without any fresh stimulus in China, you won't get a lot of iron ore rallying. And we're going to talk about it at the end of the show, so wait to see. But there's more and more mines coming on that is going to basically hurt BHP's overall iron ore side of things. However, BHP has copper, one of the biggest copper mines in the world.
Yep.
They've got iron ore and they've got some couple of other commodities. So it's for me, it's a buy because it's a portfolio stock. Everybody should have some BHP in their portfolio, pays good dividends, but just be careful with that iron ore price. So I think you could probably pick it up a little bit cheaper. Anything around the $38 mark is always good buying, and selling at $50. You look at a chart over 10 to 20 years and it basically sits in a range of $38 to $50. So
that's interesting. So we're not buying it looking for big gains over the next 10, 20 years.
Correct.
It's kind of more of a trader.
Yeah, as well. But it's a staple of any portfolio.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
it's in there, it pays good dividends. It's a good quality business. And I think you need to have quality businesses because we've got the specky ones on either side of it, but we need to have that good quality businesses in there.
Yeah.
And BHP does tick all of those boxes. So
it's
a buy, but maybe just wait a little bit. If it gets down to closer to that $40 mark or even $38, that's when you'd be looking to pick it up.
All right. Excellent.
I think I'm going to buy it.
Woolworths Group. ASXWOW, you called it a hold.
Well,
$36.95.
What is it today?
It's at $32.41, so we're down 12.29%. Good news if you didn't already own any, I suppose. I see Woolies is actually under fire at the moment for not selling RSL Anzac biscuits. Are you across this story?
Yes, yes.
But on the other hand, Pauline Hanson has come out and promised that she's not going to shop there anymore.
Right.
So I'm a bit torn because I like Anzac biscuits. But the promise of never, ever bumping into Pauline Hanson at Woolworths, also pretty alluring as well. So where are we at with Woolies, Dorsey? Buy or sell?
So with the fall, it's definitely a buy.
Right.
It's one that I've been picking up for clients. We've been selling Wesfarmers to buy Woolies.
Okay.
We've been picking up, and it's a good quality staple business. Now, The reason why it's down here at the moment is that the government is looking at price fixing or price gouging.
Yeah,
right. You remember when we had COVID. Everybody remembers when we had COVID. But then we had the supply chain issues where there was $10 heads of lettuce, where it cost that much from to get to the farm to the supermarket. Now, what happens is Woolies then obviously, as well as Coles, as well as Metcash, which is IGA, as well as Aldi, all kept their prices a little bit higher, right? As those prices, head of lettuce, came down to now where it is at $1.50 or $2 for a lettuce, right?
Yep.
They've all kept their prices up a little bit. And so the government's looking into whether they've been price gouging or they've been keeping or cost of living issues going forward.
Yeah.
So the reason why I like this is that the government's talking about breaking the businesses up. They're never going to do that. They can't do that. There's only two or three operators in Australia, Coles and IGA and Woolies and then Aldi. Aldi has about 20% market share at the moment, and Woolies and Coles pretty much are the dominant forces in there. So they won't break it up. The like-for-like sales on Woolies, Coles and most supermarkets is around 2 to 3%.
Yeah.
Throughout COVID, it went up to 7 to 12%.
Yeah,
but most margins are around 2 to 3%. So if it makes $100 or it makes $100, they make $2 in profit, right?
Yeah,
so it's not a massive business with massive margins going forward. However, they do hold and control a lot of what we buy and sell. So lamb goes higher, all these kinds of things, and that's hurting the people that are there with cost of living. So people are looking at different ways. So the reason why I like it, it's a buy, because I don't think the government's going to be able to do too much with it. There's all this talk about breaking it up. That won't happen.
It's good that we talk about it, though. Like, it's good that the government's talking about it.
They do a lot of talking. Don't they?
I always feel a lot better if we're talking about it. Even if we know it's a foregone conclusion, nothing will happen.
That's right.
I think it's important we talk about
it. It's the headlines, yes. So for me, I think this has been overdone on the downside.
Yep.
That's why we're comfortable to pick Woolies up at these levels. And in fact, you could probably sell Coles to switch into Woolies. I think it's a better business forward.
All right, so it is a buy for Woolworths.
Yep. I think I'm going to buy it.
All right, before we take a break, Pilbara Minerals, ASX, PLS, you called it a buy at $3.58, currently $3.77, up 5.31%. You gave me this as a new one for this time around. We did cover it last time.
Yeah.
Adam, is it true that you're so talented that you make money without even remembering that you've made it?
It's like a dartboard. You just throw something on it and then... But this market's been really good to us over the last four or five months, even six months. It's been really, really good to us. And so, you know, you can't get complacent.
Yep.
And I think that's where a lot of people get worried. Or when you get complacent, then things happen or there's issues. So with PLS, is a lithium producer. They've got a lot of cash, around $2.5 billion sitting on their cash side of things. But it's a fantastic business all the way around.
Yep.
The reason why I'm still happy to stay with a buy is that because 20% of its stock is shorted. Now, shorted means that shorters make money when stocks go down.
Yeah.
Okay. But what happens is if the lithium price starts to level out, which it has, it's gone down about 85% in the last 12 months.
Yep.
So it's fallen all the way down. A lot of producers in the lithium space are stopped producing at the moment. So in other words, they're allowing the supply side to catch up. The demand is still there, but the supply side is starting to catch up. Once that supply side starts to catch up, the lithium price will start to move higher. Like with any business, any commodity, copper, iron ore, those kinds of things, if the commodity moves, the stock will follow.
Right.
But the thing is with this one is with 20% of its market cap shorted, in shorter's hands, they want the stock to go down and they make money. However, if the lithium price starts to tack up and if everything starts to happen, those shorters have to cover and that means they have to buy more stock to get rid of their short, which means there's going to be this artificial stimulus or push up in the share price as those shorters cover. So that's the reason why it's still a buy, because it's the most shorted stock on the Australian Stock Exchange and it's sitting there. They've thrown everything at it and they can't make it go down, $3.80 where it is today, somewhere around there. That is the reason why it's a buy, and you should do very, very well in the next year or so on the back of that if those shorters start to cover, which they will have to sooner or later.
All right. I like it. It's a good one. That's a good one to finish on. We're going to take a break there. We'll grab another S&P Pina Colada. Hey, if you've got a stock that you want to hear about on the show, let me know. Use the contact form at equitymates.com, or you can leave a voice message and you might even hear yourself on the show. Yeah, or flick me an email, contact at equitymates.com. We'll be back with more buy or sell right after this.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
And the old bear is back.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
Welcome back. You're listening to Buy or Sell, coming to you from the No Holds Bar. My expert today is Adam Dawes, Senior Investment Advisor at Shore & Partners. We've covered off your picks from last time. Now we're going to look at a few new ones, a few new hot takes, starting with Hello World Travel, ASX HLO, currently trading at $2.89. These guys have got a few brands, including Magellan Travel, and nothing inspires investor confidence like the Magellan name. So, Dawsey, Hello World Travel, is it a buy or sell?
Where do I go from here? Yes, you're right. Magellan does inspire confidence, and for something like Hello World, it's an interesting business because we talk a lot about post-COVID and traveling stocks or travel stocks were definitely a benefactor of that post-COVID world.
Yeah.
Hello World is one of those stocks that is doing quite well. It's a small to mid-cap stock.
Yep.
If you want to go into the big space, it's Flight Centre. That has already rallied or run and I don't think you need to be there, but Hello World does have that. We all talk about transactional value or total transactional value, and these guys are on the right side of that total transactional value because what's happening in the world at the moment, we've got the third. You've got third renters, you've got a third that are mortgage payers, and you've got third, which is the baby boomers. And guess how much cash they've got at the moment? Oh. Truckload. And they're going and they're spending that and they're going overseas and they're really traveling. So they're going
And they don't know how to use the internet, so they have to go and use
that's
a travel
agent. A travel agent, exactly right. So we really like that space for that travel, that side of things with package holidays, those kinds of things. And I think Hello World is a very good buy. And so at Shore & Partners, we cover that stock and we're going to stay with the analyst on this one. So it's a buy.
Okay, it's a buy.
I think I'm going to buy it.
All right, next up, we're looking at Domino's Pizza Enterprises, ASX DMP, currently trading at $41.80. And a lot of people might like to copy trade you, Dawsey, but there's only one place I get my tips. The State of Alaska Revenue Department.
Right.
And they've just sold 165 shares of Domino Pizza. So is this a sell?
165. Not 165,000?
165.
Yep. Well, okay. Well, yep. Maybe you should follow what they do. So, look, for me, I think this is one, there's some deep value in Domino's. And when we talk about value, that means that the
there's
share price...
There's a deep crust joke I can't find at the moment.
Or cheese crust.
Yeah, oh, there we go.
There we go, that one. So there is a lot of value there. Domino's for many years has been a darling of the stock exchange and has done very, very well. They came unstuck a while back because they used to have regions where, in Sydney or Melbourne, you'd have a Domino's pizza region where one pizza shop would sit there. What they did then is they divided that into two and put another Domino's pizza in there.
Right.
And so it really cut back on overall profitability for individual stores. They're branching out into Japan, into Europe. They're doing lots to sort of make this thing work. I just think that there's value there. It resonates with a lot of people. They understand it. Maybe you don't like a Domino's pizza, but I can tell you there's a lot of people out there, cost of living crisis, $5, get the kids fed, that kind of thing works quite well. So I think there's deep value there. I'm a bit scared when you come back to me in 8 months or a year's time and you go, well, that one wasn't a great call, but I think that
we just won't mention it. Okay. We'd like we have done today. We'll just pick out the good ones okay. and we'll leave the others behind.
Done. So, yeah, just be careful with Domino's, but I think it's got value there. I think you can't do too wrong down at this share price. I own some in my super fund, hoping for it to turn around. And I just think that cost of living crisis certainly will allow it to, do quite well. So, yeah, it's a buy.
It's a buy.
I think I'm going to buy it.
All right. Now we're going to look at South 32 Limited, ASX S32, currently trading at $3.19. And I've got a joke for you, Adam.
All right.
What does a South 32 manganese bulk carrier ship and Prince Harry have in common?
Prince Harry. Red hair? No, I don't know. No.
They've both been ruined by Cyclone Megan.
Oh, love it. Did you pick that from Google? Did you type in?
I wrote that
did
myself.
You write that? Yeah, well, yeah. Well done.
I did my research on South 32. Right. I found out that they had a dock in Groot Island.
Yes.
Got ruined by a cyclone. Cyclone's name was Megan. I pieced it all together and I came up with that solid gold.
Tell me, I'm going to follow my investing tips from your jokes. It's going to be fantastic. So South 32, again, is one of those ones that it's a resource company. Now, it was hived off from BHP.
Yeah.
And the reason why it was called South 32, there was 32 companies below the southern equator, which turned into what is called now South 32 from BHP. Gotcha. The reason why BHP got rid of it, they were looking to make sure that they had big core assets instead of lots of little assets. And that's what they did with this one, manganese. There's nickel, there's coal, all of those kinds of things within South 32.
Yeah.
We've been scratching our head for a good 8 to 12 months now why this stock hasn't started to rally. And only now is it starting to rally as we sort of go to where this thing is actually now starting to rally a little bit on the back of potentially turning around for a lot of its commodities.
Yep.
It pays a decent dividend. Management are okay. There's some issues there, but I'm really comfortable with it. And it is a good quality business for people. So some of their commodities like coal on the nose a bit, not many people like it, but nickel and manganese are certainly for the energy transition side of things.
Okay.
And so I think South 32, there's a lot of value there. It should do well over a medium term.
Yep.
And I think it's a buy.
It's a buy.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to buy it. Let's
go! All right, it's time for the last call here in the No Holds Bar, and we've got a two-for-one deal going, which I love. It's happy hour here with a couple of speckies. We're going to start off with Cooper Metals Limited, ASX CPM, currently trading at $0.12. Cooper Metals, off to a bad start. They spelt copper wrong.
True.
Where are we at with Cooper Metals?
All right, so this is a speculative one. Yeah. This is the last call, so it's a two-for-one. So I've got another one coming. But this is a speculative side of things. And the whole idea of this is that it's a copper play.
Yep.
Okay, so we like copper. We talked about it already. We like copper. The reason why I like this one, it's in Mount Isa, so it's in Australia, so there's no geopolitical issues, which is a lot of time with copper, there's those issues there. But the reason why we like it is that they found a hole or drilled a hole which was around 71 metres at 2.8% copper. Now, 71 metres is massive. That's a long, long hole. And you're looking for copper exploration, guys. Anything over 1% copper is good. This came in at 2.8%, right?
Right.
Stock rallied from sort of 3 cents up to 30 cents. They raised some more capital at 25 cents, which was fine. But what happened from there is then they put in a couple more holes, directional holes and a scissor hole. So, in other words, it goes across from where they found the 71 metres at a 2.8% copper. And they found nothing. So the stock now at 12 cents is on its knees as far as that they've got to find something.
Yeah.
And the problem is the reason why it's still at 12 cents, there's been lots of rain up in Mount Isa and they can't get across the river to keep drilling, so they've had to suspend things. I own some stock in this one, so this is we need to be careful. And this is not advice. Please seek professional advice before you do anything. But this one is going to be a company maker just on one hole. And if they can continue to drill out that copper play in Mount Isa, it's going to be fantastic going forward. So Cooper Metals is a buy, speculative buy from me. only because of that original hole. Now, it's very concerning that they couldn't find anything on those last four holes.
I'm sure it's all very scientific, but it sounds a lot like they're just out in the desert, just digging holes, going, nothing here, right?
And not just digging holes, it's like down 200 metres down hole kind of thing, you know. Yeah. So it's you got to be a little bit careful, all right, and buyer beware on this one, because it is a very, very, the management I really like, I've got a lot of time for them, they are very good at what they are doing. They missed something in this last set of drill results. Yeah. We've got more drill results coming out. As soon as they find where that vein is or find how that works, this thing is going to continue to keep going. So it's a buy from me. Speculative, beware though.
All right.
Be careful on that one.
Will do. All right, let's wrap up with your second of the two-for-one deal.
Yeah.
Arrow Minerals Limited, ASX, AMD. Currently trading at 1 cent per my spreadsheet, but I think that's actually rounded up.
Yes, it is.
So what is it, about half a cent?
It's trading at 0.5 of a cent.
0.5 of a cent.
Right. You wanted something speculative.
Here we go. ASX AMD. If I bought AMD, the chip maker, at 1 cent,
yes,
I would probably not be here, to be honest.
Very, very happy. We'd all be sitting on a beach somewhere. Yes, I agree. So this is AMD.ASX.
Yep,
so this is Arrow Minerals. Okay, so just go with me on this one, because it is a little bit long and drawn out, but it sort of makes sense. The issue is...
It sounds speculative already.
It definitely sounds speculative. So first of all, it's in West Africa, in Guinea.
Okay.
Again, right, if you type in Guinea and coups, they just finished a coup in September last year, right?
So just wrap one up.
Just
got a fresh one starting in June.
Be careful with that one. So West Africa, remember we talked about Cooper Metals being in Mount Isa and being in Australia?
Yeah, yeah.
That's geopolitically, that's a tick.
Yeah.
Here where we are, we don't really have any we've got a lot of tension.
Yep.
The second thing is that they are an iron ore business, so they're looking for iron ore. But what they've done is that they're in the northern end of Simandou, which is basically a region in Guinea that Rio has got the bottom half, Simfu, which is a Chinese business, has got the top half, and then AMD is just sitting right above it,
right.
Okay? Now, Rio Tinto has said that they're going to put $6.2 billion into the railroad network and into the iron ore that's going there. Simfu, which is a Chinese consortium, is also going to be putting money towards it, and it's going to be a public rail network. Public, not people, but for iron ore, that will go 30 kilometres past AMD's allotment.
Ah,
okay?
Right.
So the first thing is, when you're in the middle of nowhere, like in West Africa or in the middle of Australia, you might have the best amount of gold, copper, whatever, but if you can't get it out to the port to get it sold, you're in a lot of trouble. So all of a sudden, again, we tick off that there's infrastructure going through there. The second thing is that Rio Tinto wouldn't spend $6.2 billion on this if they didn't think that it was quite good. Now, Rio, as well as Simfu, the Chinese consortium, have pulling out iron ore grades of over 61 or 62%. Now, BHP's got iron ore grades of 60, 61%. So, in other words, it's the highest iron ore grade in the world.
Yep.
But they'll be pulling out 80 million tonnes by 2027. So we're 2 years away from production. That's for the two bottom guys.
Right.
Arrow is just drilling out things at the moment. Market cap of Arrow is about $50 million.
What does BHP pull out in terms of tonnes?
About 220 reference. Million tonnes.
Right, okay.
Fortescue will do about 188 million tonnes.
Right.
And Rio will probably do around about 200 million tonnes a year.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
So 60 million tonnes isn't a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
But it does crimp on because China is in the middle of all of this. We'll be getting their iron ore from there, but not from Australia. Hence why I said you've got to be a little bit cautious on iron ore going forward, because there are some other projects around the world that are going to be taking some of that iron ore away. So from there, you've got location, which is good. We've got rail access network, was good. The market cap is about $50 million. Now, compared to that to BHP or Rio's billions of dollar market caps, it's a small minnow. But the issue is that there's a lot of shares on issue. There's a lot of paper on issue. There's around about 9 billion shares on issue.
Nine billion?
9 billion. Again, beware. This is very speculative, all right?
Right?
So there's 9 billion shares. So there's a lot of stuff that paper has to go through for it to continue to go higher. So it's not about the amount of shares that are on issue, because there's a lot. They'll do a consolidation.
Yeah.
For every 100 shares you own, you'll get one share. So they'll consolidate that over time, but that's going to happen. The next thing is that...
It sounds like a cryptocurrency airdrop.
It certainly does, doesn't it? The next thing is that it comes from David Flanagan. David Flanagan has just started with them.
Yeah.
He was the ex-director of Atlas Iron. And again, Atlas Iron was went from a minnow, sold out to Gina Rinehart about 10 years ago in iron ore, or even 5 years ago in iron ore, and he's done it very well. So management, again, is very, very good. Now, yep. A long-winded way of saying this is this is a speculative one. They'll be drilling up until 2027, and hopefully then somebody like Simfu or Rio might come in and say, okay, you've proved up this ground, we're going to take you out.
Yeah,
that's the whole idea of it. Be careful with this one, people, because there's a lot of shares on issue. Management are good. It's in a geopolitical issue area that is not that great.
Yeah.
And it's a very speculative iron ore investment.
All right. I love it. I love hearing about this. Well, it's one of the most fascinating parts about this gig is hearing these kinds of picks. So I love it. And that does us for today. Dawsey, thank you so much for coming in.
Great to be here.
Where can people find you if they'd like to follow your work?
Yeah, so you can just search my Adam Dawes, search my name, work for Shoreham Partners,
yep.
Type in my name into Google. You'll find my address as well as phone number. Give me a call on the mobile and happy to have a chat to anybody.
Excellent. All right. And you can continue the journey on the Equity Mates website. There's plenty of resources there. You'll find the buy or sell tracker along with the find a company page where you can get more info on each of the companies we've talked about today. Thank you so much for joining us out there. Don't forget you can find us on YouTube as well now. I hope you'll join me next time when we jump back into the no holds bar for more buy or sell. Until then, it's bye for now.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.